Internet Talk Radio. Planet Earth, this is TalkZone.com.
Okay, the Barely Legal Show. We're back better than ever, of course. Hey, that cornerback from the New York Jets. Hey, Doug Plank must be doing a great job with him. But Darrell Revis, number 24, he took Ocho Cinco's jockstrap, wrapped it around his you-know-whaters, and shut him down.
He's a shutdown corner, and yet basically turned the game around because the Bengals could not get it done. I mean, Cedric had a great game, but again, they could not get it done just running the ball.
Well, let me tell you now, up against the Chargers this week, he's got, Vincent Jackson. I don't know if he's going to be on him or Malcolm Floyd. I'm assuming Vincent Jackson because he's the big threat. And of course, then you got to worry about that big tight end, Antonio Gates.
What about LT? Everybody forgets about LT. You know, yeah. Don't you think he can get it done or you think he's too old?
Well, you know what I like about, the teams, the eight teams that are in the NFL playoffs right now. And let's just talk about that a second here, David, because this is where the Bears lack. They don't have that second back. They don't have it. Or they expect Garrett Wolf to be could carry the bread like Forte does. Let's take the Saints. You've got Bush and the other
Pierre
kid.
Pierre Thomas.
Arizona.
They got three. They got Bell too.
Yeah. Then you got Arizona. You got Hightower and
Beanie Wells.
Love that name, Beanie Wells. And let's go to the Colts. Okay.
Adai.
Man, we're going to have to get our memory banks out here. And they also got another good backup running back there, too.
The guy from Michigan.
Exactly. Now, the Colts, okay, 23, from Connecticut.
Brown.
Okay. And
Colts, Adai and Brown.
Yeah, Adai and Brown.
Donald Brown.
Okay, let's go with the Baltimore Ravens. Okay.
The Ravens, you got Willis McGahee and Rice.
And Rice. What a terrific run he had. First play from scrimmage, 83 yards. So that means you've got the speed. There's one thing that, you know.
The Bears had two running backs, though. They had Cedric Benson. After they drafted Forte, they got rid of Benson. What did they have to lose?
Then we
to
had
keep
Thomas.
Benson?
They had Thomas.
You had Thomas and you had Benson. They trade Thomas to basically get Benson more time, and it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Thomas Jones.
Of course, then we talked
Thomas
about.
Thomas Jones.
Yeah, well. Yeah, that's for the Jets. We're not there yet. Didn't you talk about the Cowboys? Barbarian and
Barber. They have Choice.
Barber and Choice. Terrific backs. The Vikings, of course, with
and they have
AP.
Felix Jones also. Dallas.
Yeah, AP and number 29.
The guy used to be okay. Chester Taylor.
And of course, we talked about the Chargers with
LaDainian
Thomas and the little
Sprouls.
Sproles. Okay, and then of course, let's go back with the Jets. That's with
Thomas
and the kid from Iowa, rookie.
I don't remember his name.
Terrific. Hawkins or let's get to that a second.
Rob, you know I'm having trouble with names today.
Man,
you're making me spew these names off the top of my head here.
Well, let me get to
but again, you need two running backs, and the Bears should draft or sign a running back who can basically do something for them to give Forte a break or take the job. I looked at the free agent running backs last week or 2 weeks ago, and the guy from down in – who's backing up Chris Johnson, who used to be at USC. Lendale White's going to be a free agent if everything stays the same. Bring him in there. He's a bruising back. Just you need two running backs to get this thing done. It's not like the old days.
Yeah, it does take two good backs to get it done. I'm just pulling up the Jets website here. And
it's not like
see.
When you had Walter Payton with
go.
The Bears.
There we go. Green with an E.
You know, Sean Green.
Not like an Earl with an E. You know, a lot of people want to put, they go, hey, do you got an E at the end of your name? No, I don't have an E at the end of my name.
Early?
It's E-A-R-L, not with an E. Yeah. Hey, and I'm, you know, this Sean Green, rookie out of Iowa, I remember, you know, watching a little bit on the Big Ten Network with this kid. I mean, this kid's can bring the bacon, man. He's got power. He's got good speed. And, boy, he really, really, backs up Thomas Jones very nicely.
But the Bears don't get it. They don't realize you need two running backs. They don't realize that you need a stud receiver, guy like a Brandon Marshall, that you need a backup quarterback. We got lucky this year. It could have been worse because Cutler played all 16 games. Who was our backup? Caleb Haney, who basically was an undrafted free agent in his second year. You're telling me that you cannot get an established guy behind Jay Cutler. Again, the Bears are going on the cheap. And they're doing it again with the coaches. They're going to let these coaches play out. And then they'll be looking for a new coach next year. But it makes no sense. Or maybe they'll let Lovie just sit at home and get his $5 million for the last year of his contract.
Well, yeah, and what I'm doing right now, I just want to give mention to one of our sponsors, Rockford Charitable Games, just to give you a little bit of where they're at today. They're at the Holiday Inn there in North Shore, right down the street from here in Skokie, off of Tui. That's the Holiday Inn. And, of course, the Hoffman House in Rockford, Illinois, will be on Friday. Saturday, they're in Elgin at the VFW there on 1601 Wheeled Road. Notre Dame High School, gym, special. So, you know, isn't Mike North that something
he's
to do with the
assistant
Notre Dame?
Coach? What's he assistant dealing coach? Blackjack?
Yeah, he must. Oh, he'd love that. Yeah, absolutely. And of course, on Tuesday of next week on the 19th, they're at the Atlantis Banquets again, right there in Arlington Heights on Rand Road, 1273 Northwest Rand Road. That's Rockford Charitable Games. If you're listening, you know, step in there. It's, good, money is raised for charities, of course. But then again, you can walk in here playing a couple of those poker tournaments and walk away with a few hundred dollars yourself. So it's definitely a lot of fun there.
I know you and I talked earlier this week after you heard me on The Score. I don't think The Score knew it was me with Bernstein when I went off on Bernsey on the air, but
what was it? That was over the baseball thing, right? Over the McGuire.
It was over the McGuire thing because he's talking about how the guy's a cheat, this, and this. And I said, they've been cheating in baseball for years, stealing signs. What about the coffee having amphetamines in there? That's another thing to give you an advantage here, so you stay awake during the games, keep your sharpness, stealing signs, doing all this. Bernstein doesn't want to talk, but he goes, I don't want to talk. We know what you're talking about. I said, isn't this the fan station? Can we say what we want? No, it's not. It's our show. No. And then Boris chimes and said, we've been on for 10 years. And that's when I went off on him and said, listen, just because your show's less of a piece of crap than the other piece of crap on ESPN here doesn't mean anything.
Oh, no, wait, I like the boys over there. Yerk.
Yerk and Harry.
I like those guys. And yeah, those are my buddies.
I mean, again, if you get a strong show in the afternoons, you could blow away either one of those shows here. But again, they're saying, we're number one, we're number one. And Bernsey was going off on me saying, you know what you're talking about? I said, listen, this is the fan station. This is what made you guys great. You guys are forgetting it. But everybody calls up that show that don't agree with them. You're an idiot. You're stupid. Enough's enough.
Yeah.
And the only shows I like on The Score are Mully and Haley, who are great guys who do a quality show, and it shows.
Best their show in business.
Their ratings are
best
blowing
show,
everybody away.
Best show in business. In the business.
And McNeil
Absolutely.
And Spiegel do a good job. I mean, I think McNeil was better when he was with Yurko. I think it was a better show, but McNeil does a good job. But that afternoon show on The Score is a train wreck.
It's too opinionated, David.
They're abusive.
I mean, you know what? And I feel sorry for some of the callers that call in and just get absolutely insulted.
Do you hear any interviews? It's very rarely you have an interview on that show. They don't want interviews. They want to just sit there and talk and just go off on people, make them look like clowns, and the people don't fight back. And the reason they don't fight back is what they do, they don't tell you this, is you make your comment, they turn off your mic, so you cannot, they can't hear you, or you can't respond. So they could go rip you, and you try to say something, but it's not going on the air because they cut off your line. Mm-hmm. You're hearing everything, but you're not talking. They didn't cut me off, but I was waiting. And everybody was calling me saying, Dave, don't they know it's you? I said, no. If they knew it was me, I'd have Mitch Rose on the phone screaming at me. Mitch isn't happy with me right now about what happened before. But again, it's Mitch Rose and thinking he's got something there, but he doesn't. The only thing he's got is Mully and Haley. And Mully and Haley have gone to bat for us and basically taken care of us, and they will continue to do it. Mully said, Dave, anytime you want Brian or I on, we'll come on anytime. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your support. But again, they stopped him from giving away the mugs last year. Wouldn't let him mention my name. They're doing all kinds of things over there. And I talked to a veteran radio guy from the 80s. And I said, why are you not on the air? He goes, Mitch Rosen will not even answer my calls. And he's the second veteran
you're
radio
the one
guy.
Spending the money in advertising. You got to get
no,
this,
but this guy
this
was
away.
A veteran radio guy, and he cannot get on The Score. Again, another veteran radio guy who's on the street cannot get an interview. And they're putting this crap on weekends. These Rosen blooms and stuff like that. No one wants to listen to it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Thank God for the NFL playoffs this weekend. This is by far my favorite weekend. Divisional playoff games, man. You've got two on Saturday. You got two on Sunday. Fire up the popcorn. Fire up the sodas and the O'Doul's. Since I don't drink,
you probably
anymore.
Watch a lot of playoffs during your playing career because you guys weren't in it.
Well,
twice.
Yeah, a couple years. We had a shot, but we were one and done. And I really, really are looking forward to the games today. You know, that Dallas-Minnesota game is
that's
just
gonna be the best game I think all weekend.
That one intrigues me. you've got the Jets. Could they be the spoiler against the Chargers?
You got a rookie quarterback there in Sanchez. I don't think he could get it done.
Yeah, you know, and can the Saints win at home? I tell you what, I think the Colts should win, win Saturday they play, but,
Colts and Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
I look so much for this, forward to this weekend. It's a wonderful weekend, a good football. And of course, one more, then we'll have the NFC and AFC championship games. And of course, 2 weeks later, now they're throwing that Pro Bowl in the middle there, which is interesting. I think it's a good thing. Why stretch it out? So anyway, we're up against the clock. Dave's giving us the buy sign. Hey, I just want to thank our guests today. OJ McDuffie, Dan Duquette, and of course, my partner, David Spade, our great sponsors. Wow Mobile. It's the best. I'm Robin Earl, and hope to hear you next week. Talk to you soon. Bye bye.